expensive. I'd rather see more money spent on reducing and processing the data than just collecting the data. So we have an initiative at Ames to look at what are called, you know, mini-sats or micro-sats, small satellites. That's been one of our major efforts, that can you build a satellite system that costs tens of millions rather than hundreds of millions? We have succeeded in some of those. We just launched what's called a nanosatellite to do bioscience research called GeneSat, and that only cost a few million dollars. It weighed, I think, 5 kilograms. So we're looking at that in the next rounds of research proposals, can we do some particular or specific data with these small ends of things? So I think the answer is really to the second. I think you're going to see a lot more being done, both with more money and more and smarter spending of the money. So it's but nonetheless, I mean, I'm a scientist myself, and I'm an astronomer by background, and you know, it's there's always a possibility of doing, you know, having more money and doing more stuff. So, you know, that's sort of the balance to be made. But this is clearly a growth area for NASA and for the country.
Howard Lieberman, Silicon Valley Innovation Institute. Just to broaden it a little bit, these visualization tools are really powerful and important, and that's been the focus so far. But I think NASA has a lot of other kinds of technology. When you talk about outreaching to the community, you've got tremendous strengths in the telemetry of biomedical kinds of signals, and also you have a lot of expertise in energy. Any comments about those other things?
Well, again, I mean, I NASA is a really cool agency. I've only been an employee for a little over a year, and it's the neatest job I've ever had, because there is such, you know, I'm kind of a kid in a candy shop here, but I hope you are too, that there's a lot of really important possibilities. I mean, there's, you know, the old joke that, you know, Teflon and Tang came from NASA. By the way, neither is true. But I think what is coming from NASA, first and foremost, is just the perspective on the planet. And the data we can get, but there is a lot of other things. I mean, NASA Ames, for example, is the center of a lot of biotechnology. We're very excited about what can be done with biotechnology. You know, the issue is, one of our missions is to expand human presence into the solar system. To do that, we have to understand closed life systems. I'm personally very excited about what can be done with microorganisms in terms of processing even lunar regolith. So there's a lot of excitement in that area. We are talking with various folks. This region is the most significant region for a lot of entrepreneurs thinking of clever new things. So I think your point's very well taken, that traditional spin-offs are in rocket science, but maybe the most important ones in the future are in the IT areas and the biotechnology areas, and how we apply some of that to pressing problems like energy research. So we're open for business. NASA Ames has got, I have an asset that most other centers don't. I've got 1,800 acres of prime Silicon Valley real estate, and so I'm a landlord, slumlord sometimes, I guess. But we've got over 50 companies and universities involved in the NASA Research Park. We're looking at more collaborations to, in fact, one of the possibilities is to have a major research campus at Moffett Field in the South Bay. So it's this is an area that you know, I'm glad you brought it up, but we really are looking for expanded partnerships.
Fran Spector, local physician. I'm interested in disaster relief and in organizing at the local level for, you know, local or state Northern California disasters. How can a group of us access the data and get trained how to use it and have it be user-friendly for us?
Well, I think there's a couple things. We're probably going to roll out some of these disaster response products here in the next, I'd say, 6 or 8 months. Those will be available at various places. But we are delighted to work directly. Pat Hogan over here does the Whirlwind effort. Chris Kemp was with me. These guys catch them. We will assist you. The two guys sitting over here hiding in the corner. But I apologize. Now you've been fingered. This is an area that we're very anxious to make these tools available for public use and particularly disaster response. So it's some of them are still, in fact, most of them are still kind of in the beta version, so bear with us. But you're using those, and it will assist us in setting these things up better. Some of it, may be available through proprietary systems like Google Earth. Others will be open source. So we'll try to help as much as we can in that. Yes, sir.
I just wanted to make a point of clarification. The Google Earth file format that was mentioned earlier has actually been submitted as an open standard to the OGC. So the KML file format, right? Right, their imagery isn't.
I'm not going to get involved in those discussions. We just collect the stuff. We don't. Go ahead.
Hey, Craig Nielsen out from New Zealand. We don't actually have a space agency.
Sometimes that's good.
Just a question on copyright. First, I'd like to just congratulate and thank you on going for the open source model. That's great leadership. And now, when I look at Google Earth and some of the other applications, I often see NASA imagery come up. But it comes up copyright NASA. Is that a mistake?
Well, any data that NASA has taken is open. The copyrights, as I understand it, are tend to be sort of a subtle issue, and I'm not the attorney to check on it, but I can assure you, if you take any data that NASA has and use it, that unless it has actually been a product that has been processed in some way, I don't see any problem with using any of the NASA data. I don't know. Does anybody from my center? Yeah, if it says NASA on it, it's yours. I think all they want to do is make sure that that you give us proper credit, that it's NASA data. So there's nobody you have to go to and say, I got to, give you 50 cents or something to use this. But it is a point. We like to get credit for things. But there's not going to be NASA hoodlums and thugs come after you. If you put a NASA stamp on something.
Cool. In that case, yeah, let's fix the mistake. Environmental Commons or public domain, it can still say NASA next to it.
That would be
awesome leadership.
Right. We'll take that to heart to make sure, because if people think that somehow this is, that NASA is going to prohibit you from using that's not our intent. Any other questions? Well, once again, this is an exciting conference, and I intended to be here myself most of the conference, but we have a few crises on some other spacecraft we're doing, one trying to detect other Earths. So, again, thank you, and have a great conference.